This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers. Chris Perry and George Gamble with me, Rob Daly, because we have a midweek round of games in Germany trying to get as many done as they can before the World Cup. Chris, George, a quick recap of how we got on at the weekend, starting with you, Chris.
Not good. Both teams to score, no. Hertha, Bayern. Bayern were 3-0 up and I thought it was going to come in, but Hertha came back at the end of the first half and nicked a couple of goals and got back in it. But obviously Bayern went on to win, as you'd expect. Bremen, Schalke again. I went under 2.5 and it ended up being 2-1. So just missed out on that one too. And then Leverkusen Union. I mean, who could have predicted that result? Leverkusen to win 5-0.
Exactly. Without a doubt, the shock result of the weekend.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone saw that coming. And it's part of the, having been burnt by Union, George, that was part of the reason you left it alone.
Yeah, that's right. I just kind of, Chris kind of summed it up perfectly when we were discussing the game last week. He sort of said, you never know quite what you're going to get with Leverkusen. I was like, I don't trust it. You know, they could easily put in a good performance. They've got the ingredients there. The moment things just aren't clicking, but we saw it at the weekend. You know, I mean, just sort of as part of my recap as well. So, I mean, I went with over 2.5 goals in that game. And because I just felt there would be goals, you know, like I said, Union faced that tough away trip in Europe, and Leverkusen, for me, they just seem to look a bit better going forward, but they're still dreadful at the back. So for me, I expected goals. But as you just said, who expected 5-0, especially when it was 0-0 at halftime as well? Crazy game, crazy game. But yeah, the other ones for me, my other pick was a bit unfortunate. It was like Gladbach against Stuttgart, Gladbach to get 6 or more corners, but Gladbach were able to race into a 2-0 lead. They went into the break, obviously 2-1 up, but they spent large parts of that second half just defending what they had. And lost any kind of offensive cohesion or intent, really. So they finished on 3 there. But my other pick of the weekend as well was a winner at Freiburg against Köln. So that was a Freiburg win. Oh, I've just lost my notes here, Rob. I had a Freiburg win. Relatively straightforward, to be honest. 2 second-half goals from Wu Yongjong and Michael Gregoritz sealed a 2-0 win for Freiburg. We thought, you know, Köln obviously had that important game against Nice, didn't they? And they put everything into that. But there was a load of injuries for Köln as well. That was a nice price, really, at -125. So, yeah, 2 out of 3 for me in total at the weekend. That's 5 out of the last 6 that have come in for me. So I'm hoping it can continue.
Okay, well, this is how all the shows are getting on the BetRivers network right now. Liga leading the way. But we have a midweek round of games to get our numbers up. So let's start with our action. And if you're watching this thinking, well, I'm coming to it later, they're going to talk about Tuesday's games. We're actually not. It's all Wednesday's games. If you're watching this the day of Wednesday's action in the Bundesliga, we've got you covered really by talking about 5 matches. A reminder, by the way, as well, coming up, lots of World Cup coverage on the BetRivers Network, including input from George and Chris in the coming days, because it's hard to believe that we're days away in the middle of a football season from a World Cup starting. So let's get to Köln Leverkusen, a game I like the look of. For anyone who's ever been to Cologne, they'll know that the train to Leverkusen is about 12 minutes, but they're not the fiercest of rivals. Köln's big rivals at Gladbach, but still we'll call it a local derby here. And Chris Perry, this is your first pick of the week.
Yeah, my first pick of the week. Leverkusen obviously coming back off the back of that 5-goal victory against Union, going to be full of confidence. Köln, generally goals in their games. And when you look at Leverkusen at the moment, over 3.5 goals in 5 of their last 6 games. There's been both teams to score in the last 3 at home for Köln. Over 4.5 in 2 of the last 3 at home. There's been over 3.5 goals in 3 of the last 4 away for Leverkusen. I just think Leverkusen, that's going to give them so much confidence going away from home. I know they've only won one of their... They've lost three of the last four away, but that sort of result, beating the team who were top of the league at the time and scoring five goals against an Union side who were very, very strong defensively, I think will give them a lot of confidence. And so I've gone for over 3.5 goals in this one at plus 155.
Yeah, it's not bad. But as you mentioned it with Kern, there's obviously a lot of goals in the games. You mentioned those injuries. It's interesting, though, because I feel like the psychology aspect of things, getting a 5-0 win like that is something that Xabi Alonso would have just been, he would be over the moon with, because not only does it kind of say to him, look, what we're doing is working, we are capable of doing things like this, and they can take that confidence into this game. And yeah, it should be quite a high-scoring game, because I still believe by Leverkusen, they look much more cohesive going forward, and I think they still have work to do at the back. So for me, I think, yeah, probably goals is definitely the way to go on this one.
Yeah, they were free-flowing and attacking, weren't they, second half against Union, helped out by a goalkeeper, Howler, as well in the second half. There is talk of Florian Wirtz returning to the fold, having been out for some time with a cruciate ligament injury. I don't think he's played since March. Patrick Schick out for Leverkusen, it's expected. Jonas Hector, that's a big boost. He could return at left-back. He's been unavailable for the past few games, but is looking to play in his 13th version of this derby, this Rhine derby. And there has been talk of him trying to persuade him to play for Germany because they're not exactly blessed at a left back. Derbies, Chris, local games. Does it ever sort of mess with the form guide a little bit, do you think?
I think it can mess with a form guide if you've got one team who've been winning lots of games and one who's maybe been losing a few of the last few games. But I think the one thing you find with both these teams, there's goals. And I think the derby game will breed that. Both of these sides will be going all out to try and win the game. And that's why I think there'll be lots of goals in the game.
Yeah, I like the pick. It's a bold one as well. So over 3.5 goals, plus 155. Let's go to one of George's next then. How about we go to Leipzig-Freiburg. What a great game this is. Leipzig-Freiburg in the east of Germany on Wednesday. Where do you want to start with this one, Chris? George, my bad. George, sorry, mate.
I was a bit confused. I was like, hang on, this is my pick, isn't it? No, this is definitely the riskier of my main picks. But yeah, it should be a great game. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. You've got Leipzig coming into this one. They secured their first away win of the season, obviously winning 3-1 away at Hoffenheim. And they became one of just two sides to leave there with a victory by more than a single goal margin. The other being Bayern Munich the previous week. Not bad company to keep. But yeah, Leipzig, they're unbeaten in their last 11 matches across all competitions. And I just feel as though they've built some momentum and they're welcoming this Freiburg side that they've done well for me the past couple of match days. I backed Freiburg and they've done well. But mainly because they've been playing against underwhelming and vulnerable teams, in my opinion. And that's just not going to be the case here. And I think they're really, really going to struggle to contain Leipzig. They've won five of their six league games on home soil. And of those five, they've won by two goals or more in four of them. You know, Freiburg, they are a good side. I mentioned they've been good for me, but those matches against those poor sides, they squandered so many good chances to score more goals. And their chances will be limited here for me. And if they're as inefficient in front of goal as they have been recently, I think they could struggle to score at all. And Timo Werner is obviously a big miss, but they have strength and depth to manage. And with Christopher Nkunku just on absolute fire at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, incredible. It's just insane. Leipzig got the tools to cover a handicap for me. Only Bayern have scored more goals at home than Leipzig, but they've also got the joint best defence, conceding just four times in six such matches. You know, Freiburg, they've had a nice run of fixtures. The average place of the teams they've beaten being 13th. They've lost to Dortmund, lost to Bayern Munich by an aggregate of 8-1. And I just think that facing another one of the best sides in the league could see them come unstuck here. I think, you know, they've played a lot of fixtures lately as well. And yeah, I just feel this is Leipzig's game to win. So Leipzig -1 on an Asian handicap, which means if they do manage to win just by the odd goal, we get a refund. You know, we get our money back. But I think they've got the quality to cover a -1 Asian handicap here and win by a couple of goals. And that was a nice price of plus 130. So that's the way I'm going on this one.
Yeah, I think it's difficult to disagree. I think Leipzig so strong at home. Certainly since Marco Rose has taken over. No, they score goals And I just think that they're really strong, and I think that they're moving in the right direction. As you mentioned, Freiburg struggling a little bit. I mean, won the last three games, but just they're not fluid in the way they play at the moment. And for me, I just think they've won to nil in their last three Bundesliga games. But Leipzig are a completely different animal to any That's of the it. Teams that they've played. They're so strong.
I just personally felt that the opposition that Freiburg have faced, they've been a lot weaker. And also, Leipzig are the only team in the entire league who've scored at least twice in every single home game this season. And I'm not sure I see Freiburg rocking up at Leipzig and scoring two goals. So for me, I think Leipzig win the game, but I just think they have that quality to cover that -1 Asian handicap. So at +130, it was a nice price for me.
Have you
picked that specifically? I mean, because Freiburg have the second best defence in the league. Yep. Mark Flecken's kept 8 clean sheets. I suppose that your pick gives you that margin of error if Leipzig squeak a win.
It does. It does give you that margin of error, of course. But for me, there's a lot of different riding factors for me that made me want to go with this one. In particular, like I said, though, that nice run of fixtures that Freiburg have had, and they've faced teams when they've maybe not been in their best moments. Whereas when they've had to raise their game for a likes of Dortmund or a Bayern Munich, they've faltered and they've been comfortably beaten. And Leipzig are one of the better sides in this league. And I just feel they've built some momentum. For me, I think Leipzig win the game for sure. But the question for me was, can they do it by a couple of goals, which they've done on a frequent basis on home soil. So for me, it was a really nice price.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against any team that has Christopher Nkunku in it at the moment. Top scorer in the Bundesliga now with 11 goals. And even with Timo Werner out, they've just got Dani Olmo back, and he scored at the weekend, the Spain international. Yep. So they have those attacking reinforcements on offer. That does look a nice price, actually, for what is essentially Leipzig to win, just covered off a little bit. Okay, by the way, those two teams came up in the same season from the Bundesliga. Freiburg actually won the second tier above Leipzig. Yeah. So whenever they meet each other, I'm like, oh, I always remember that. Okay, yeah, let's go to one of Chris's picks next. Frankfurt versus Hoffenheim. Frankfurt through in the Champions League, of course, absolutely buzzing after after their midweek heroics sort of 7 days ago now. Chris, what's your pick here for the visitors from Sintheim?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Frankfurt in really, really good form. You know, got through in the Champions League group after a difficult start. They've won 5 of their last 7 Bundesliga games, starting to play with real confidence now. They've won 3 of the last 5 at home. They're playing against the Hoffenheim side. They've only won 1 of the last 7 Bundesliga games, losing 3 of those, drawing 3 of those. Hoffenheim have only won 1 of the last 10 meetings between these two teams, losing 6 of those. And I just think Frankfurt won 6 of the last 8 meetings. They're in really good form. They're going to be really buoyed by going through in the Champions League. They've got a pretty difficult draw in the Champions League, as we found out today. But unbeaten in the last 6 at home against Hoffenheim. And I just think that Frankfurt are going to be good enough to win here at -112.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that either. I mean, it was a game I kind of looked at sort of on similar lines to Chris. Obviously, opted against it in the end. But it was one that I was tempted to go with myself. But yeah, I couldn't disagree with anything Chris has said on that one whatsoever.
Okay, so Frankfurt versus Hoffenheim. Do you see that injury to Grisha Prümmel as well at the weekend for Hoffenheim? Absolutely devastating for him on the eve of the World Cup, an ankle injury. For Frankfurt, Makoto Hasebe is out at the moment with a knee injury. Christopher Lenz, but he barely plays at left wing back, even since Filip Kostic left. So Frankfurt in a relatively good shape, actually, for that one. And they showed some real character to come from behind to win at the weekend. Okay, let's skip forward to a game that both of you have got interest in, so we can get into this in a bit of detail here. Union Berlin. So we are touching upon Union Berlin again. No longer top. Is that right? Bayern are top now, aren't they? Bayern are top now after the weekend. Union Berlin versus Augsburg. George, let's have you first.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I think me and Chris have got slightly different approaches to this one. Union, as we've mentioned quite a few times already in this show, absolutely thrashed, weren't they? All of those 5 goals came in the second half. And truth be told, for me, that period of play, Union just looked a bit jaded. And I think this quick turnaround will be a less than ideal situation for them. They looked on it first half. They looked right. They were competing. They were fighting. But yeah, that second half, they just looked off the pace for me. There's no denying that Udon are the better side here against Augsburg, but I wouldn't be backing them right now to win, even less so odds of minus 200. I would not be backing that whatsoever. Fischer made a number of changes to his side, but yeah, they just couldn't cope with the fresher legs of Leverkusen. And at the end of, you know, Xabi Alonso's side's pace, directness, pressing, they just created plenty of openings in the second half, did by Leverkusen. And obviously, Chris will be able to attest to this more, but I just think a 5-0 defeat can do things to the confidence. But they'll see this match against Augsburg. It's an ideal opportunity, isn't it, to try and get back on track. You know, they know that they're the better side. Augsburg, they're coming into this one off the back of a 2-1 home defeat to Frankfurt, where they scored the opening goal in the first minute. But they only held on to the lead for 12 minutes, and Frankfurt equalised, and then obviously eventually went on to win the game. But that one did mark the 8th consecutive match that Augsburg have scored, and they could find some joy against this Union side for me, because I think they'll make changes once again. And if they do still look a bit jaded, a little bit tired, Augsburg just have a knack of getting goals, and I think they can do that here. It won't be a straightforward victory for Union, in my opinion. I think Augsburg will provide a stern test. They've fared well on the road this season. In fact, 9 of their 14 points have come on the road. They deserve credit for finding the back of the net in all but one of their 6 away matches this term. They've scored 2 or more in 3 of those 6, and it's not actually too surprising when you consider they average the 4th highest number of shots per game on the road in the Bundesliga. But they have conceded in 11. This is Augsburg. They've conceded in 11 of their 13 league games, and whilst they may go on to lose this one, I think they can create enough chances to hold up their side and get on the score sheet against this Union back line. A lot depends on me. I just feel like the games are coming thick and fast. I think that second half performance was a bit alarming for me, and just that Bayer Leverkusen, admittedly, they've got the better quality, much better quality than Augsburg, but I just think Augsburg have that knack, and I think they can really trouble this Union back line. And both teams to score, I was expecting to be almost a non-value bet, but the minus 120 on offer for both teams to get on the score sheet definitely made appeal. So that's the pick that I'm going for.
Yeah, I mean, we as George said, we've gone slightly different angles on this one. I don't necessarily think I think both teams to score could easily come in. I just think that you look at Union, they've lost 2 of the last 3 Bundesliga games, really beaten 5-0 at the weekend, you know, really beaten. As you said, that can affect confidence, but they're so strong at home. And so for me, it's going to be a case of them maybe not having the confidence that they've had, but still being able to find a way to win somehow, but maybe not being as confident in scoring the 2 goals that generally they have at home this season, 2 or 3 goals they've scored. Whereas you look at Augsburg, they've not won any of the last 5 Bundesliga games. I know you're saying they're scoring goals, but Enrico Maaßen at some stage needs to start picking up points. They're dropping down the table now, 13th in the table. And they have to stop this rot, really, at some stage. And I think they might go a little bit more defensive, go back to the old Augsburg, who are a bit dour and a bit difficult to play against. And if you actually look at this, both teams have scored no in 2 of the last 3 at home for Union. So they don't concede many goals at home. And if they do lose, they don't score. Under 2.5 in 2 of the last 3 at home. Both teams to score no in the last 2 meetings between these 2 sides. Under 2.5 in the last 2 meetings. And then you look at the games at home, the games in Berlin. Both teams to score no in 4 of the last 5. Under 2.5 in 4 of the last 5. And 3 of the last 5 away have been 0-0 draws. And I just think this could be a similar, really tight affair. I hope for both our sakes, it's a 1-1 draw and both results come in. Mm. But I just think this might be tight just because of the situation for both of these sides, with Union coming off the back of that big defeat and maybe being a little bit more careful at the back, making sure that they don't concede early and making sure that they stay in the game. And Augsburg, I think, have to turn it around. They have to go and get something from the game. So they might attack it a little bit more defensively.
Yeah, a couple of key players back in central midfield for Augsburg, Carlos Carrizo and Elvis Rexbajai back from suspension. Currently, at the moment, Union playing with Lennart Grill in goal. Frederic Ronno, the first-choice goalkeeper, is injured. He's been excellent this season. And Grill made that horrific error for the Diaby goal where he came off his line and was essentially tackled by Diaby, who went on to score. Because I think without that, I think, Chris, your argument is probably the more compelling, that I could see Augsburg scoring first, winning 2-0 and it's over. Like that, sorry, Union Berlin scoring first.
Yeah.
And winning 2-0 and that being it. But the fact they were so leaky at the back and Grill didn't look particularly convincing, I can see Augsburg scoring. So that doesn't really help. I don't know which one of your respective picks I'd go for. But regardless, massive game for Union as they'll look to bounce back. I actually, on that point, George, I don't think there'll be too. They don't seem to be a team affected by a bad result because they know where they are is a bit of a joke at the minute. Like I think back to when they lost to Bochum. And they were still applauded by their away end. They then won in Europe against Braga and then beat Gladbach in like the 97th minute. And they still got good reception from the away end when they, even though they just got tonked 5-0. I think they'll be able to erase that game a little bit. But I mean, God knows with Union, I don't trust them anymore.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Like, how many times have we said on this podcast this season, sort of like, yeah, I really like Union, they're great, but I don't know. We've been burnt by them. So yeah, Augsburg just
we're always thinking it's going to come to an end, isn't it? You know, yeah. And yeah. Maybe exactly. that result could be the beginning of the end. You know, and they drop down to sixth or seventh in the table, kind of where you'd expect them to be.
Exactly. Okay. One game to go, and George, it's yours. So let's just get you on this one, and then we'll wrap things up. Schalke versus Mainz. Oh, Schalke, dearie me. Although they did create chances at the weekend, they weren't.
That's it.
They weren't horrifically bad, but they are really bad. They are really bad.
Yeah, it's not horrifically bad, but it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
Obviously beaten 2-1 away to Werder Bremen, and marks their ninth match this season that they've conceded twice, and they've kept just one clean sheet all season. That one came away at Wolfsburg in the third match of the season, but they arrived to this one having suffered defeat in seven consecutive games. And whereas Mainz, you know, they were defeated 3-0 at home to Wolfsburg. But if you watch that one, how Mainz didn't score is anyone's guess. As you know, they outshot Wolfsburg, hit the post, but the keeper, Wolfsburg keeper Castile, has made some unbelievably good saves.
No, that score was very, it was very misleading.
Castile's was, I thought, was brilliant in goal with some of the saves, the reactionary saves that he made. And, you know, both Svensson said the scoreline didn't reflect the game, but just that Wolfsburg were more clinical. And that was a large part of it. Mainz were not clinical with their chances. And yeah, Mainz here, you know, they rank fifth in terms of average shots per away game in the Bundesliga. And for me, after suffering back-to-back defeats for the first time this season, I think they could hit back with a bang here. And they were definitely being eyeing up this game as an opportunity to earn three valuable points. Schalke conceding an average of nearly three goals per game at home this season. And the only side who haven't travelled to the Veltins Arena and not scored at least twice was Bochum. Thomas Reis, he wants to implement an intense style of play, doesn't he, like to Schalke? Full of pressing, winning the ball back in dangerous positions. But that's not going to happen overnight. That's going to take time. And I think he'll suffer some more setbacks before things start going their way. I was torn on whether to kind of back Mainz outright, but I am very cautious given, as you mentioned, Schalke, they looked a bit more threatening going forwards. Alex Kral in particular, I thought he looked dangerous at the weekend and obviously had a goal cruelly ruled out, but kept on going. But yeah, Schalke, they're still without a number of defenders and they just look soft at the back for me as much as they look improved going forward. And I quite like Mainz to get on the score sheet at least twice here. I think, you know, obviously much the only side that failed to do that against Schalke was Bochum. And yeah, I just think Mainz have... They're eyeing this one up. Like I said, they've suffered those back-to-back defeats, but I think they've got it within them to go to Schalke and score a couple of goals. I wouldn't want to bat them outright, personally. I was tempted, but I think the safer play is for Mainz to go there and score at least twice. I mean, who knows? Could be I'm expecting a fairly high-scoring game, to be honest. But I think Mainz are good for a couple of goals here.
Yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from, George. Completely. My only worry would be, you look in the past meetings, Schalke have only lost one of the last 10 meetings, winning six. They're unbeaten in the last 10 at home, winning seven of those. And Mainz have lost six of the last seven away and failed to score in four of the last five. But I know this is a really poor Schalke team. And that's the thing. But
that's it.
Sometimes those sort of stats, and you get these bogey teams that you play against. And that would be my only worry. What you said makes complete sense on current form. But sometimes you just come up against a team, and for whatever reason, you just don't beat them. And I hope it isn't one of those for this weekend for us.
No, I agree. When I watched Mainz, I thought, you know, they did create opportunities against Wolfsburg, and I thought they were so unlucky. And if they can have that same type of intensity, if they're a little bit more efficient, there's absolutely no reason they can't score two goals against this Schalke back line.
No, like I said, not.
For me, I just think Schalke is so poor at the back. You know, Thomas Rice got a hell of a job on his hands, but going forward, they look much, much better. But just defensively for me, I think they're all over the place. And I think Mainz will be right up for this one as an ideal opportunity to A, break that streak of those back-to-back defeats, but also it's a great opportunity to get three more points on the board. But yeah, I think they're more than good enough to get at least two goals here. I know you mentioned about the head-to-head records, but for me, I think sometimes they can be a bit misleading. And Schalke, I just think they look woeful in the defensive department, which is kind of what made me lean to want, you know, go towards this pick. I just think I think they're good enough to get on the score sheet at least
twice.
Doesn't this
basically feel like a Mainz win pick though, George? Is there just no, was there not value in Mainz?
Yeah, but again, I think
I can't see.
I think they were plus 100 to win the game, I think. And I just thought, you know, watching Schalke, like I said, they were better going forward. And I don't necessarily have enough faith in Mainz to be able to see it out. I think they're good enough to score a couple of goals. And we've seen with Schalke this season, you look at that 2-2 draw they got home to Gladbach. They are capable of springing a result sometimes, I don't think Mainz are good enough to have that amount of confidence. Like, yeah, they'll go there and win. Just purely based on what I saw from Schalke last week, I think they should, but I'm not fully confident that in terms of them rocking up there and leaving with a victory. And a plus, I'd want a little bit better, maybe a plus 120, plus 125, not plus 100 for me.
Yeah, I had a little look at this one, and the thing was overs in this, over 2.5, but the price was just so low, bad. It wasn't worth looking at or going for. But as you say, I think there will be goals in this, and Mainz may well score two goals. So
yeah, the way Bo Svensson was talking after the game of the weekend, you got a real sense that they're out for some kind of revenge or a result to sort of rectify what happened at the weekend. Schalke, by the way, the one thing I did check was, is this their final home game of the year? Because if it is, the crowd will be going absolutely berserk. It isn't, because they play Bayern on Saturday. So it just gets even worse for them. Okay, let's have a look at the overall picks then for the week. And we can get your picks of the week here, boys. Chris, do you want to go first?
I think my pick of the week is going to be Köln versus Leverkusen over 3.5 goals.
Yeah, come on, let's have that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, George.
Well, I'm actually going to go with my biggest price one for my favourite pick. I think Freiburg have just faced some weaker opponents, and I'm not sure they can be able to handle this Leipzig outfit. So Leipzig -1 on the Asian handicap, get a refund if they win by a single goal margin. But yeah, Leipzig-Freiburg, my best pick of the week.
You both went for your biggest prices. I love it. I love it. Okay, yeah, boys. Yeah, that's what we want. If you want more from Chris, George, and all the experts on the BetRivers Network, follow at Because We Win on Twitter. We'll be back later in the week to preview the final round of games. And a reminder, of course, loads of World Cup content coming up on the BetRivers Network. But from Chris, George, and myself, Rob Daly, until next time, it's goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.